Investor worries over a weakening dollar sent stocks down sharply yesterday. The trigger was a statement by the so-called Group of Seven, made up of the world's richest nations. The G7, in effect, criticized the practice by Japan and China of keeping their currencies weak to help their exports. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
U.S. manufacturers have been complaining that countries such as China and Japan depress their own currency in order to make their exports cheaper. The U.S. companies say that that's not fair and it makes it harder for them to compete. Ted Truman is a senior fellow with the Institute for International Economics. He says the larger core issue here is that the U.S. trade deficit at $500 billion has gotten so big that it's just unsustainable.
Unless we collectively work through it in a way that limits the fallout both for the U.S. economy and for the world economy, then we're going to have trouble. So the G7's recognition that the flexible exchange rate is one way to help to deal with this is correct, in my view.
But some economists aren't so sure that the G7 did the right thing this past weekend by pressuring Asian nations to allow their currencies to be more flexible. David Malpass is chief global economist at Bear Stearns. He says the U.S. manufacturing sector may have some real problems, but he says focusing on exchange rates is a red herring.
It's not clear at all that we'll get any jobs back on a manufacturing side by putting pressure on China on its currency. Remember, the U.S. put massive pressure on Japan to strengthen the yen in the hopes of recovering some of the lost jobs of the 1980s, and we got none of those jobs back.
And there are some risks as foreign currencies get stronger and the dollar weaker. Malpass says since the dollar's run up in value during the 90s, it's now been falling back against many major currencies. He says if foreign investors see a trend of a weakening dollar, they might start to pull their money out of U.S. stocks and drive down U.S. markets. Chris Arnold, NPR News.